The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Put the squeeze on this appalling organisation, which is effectively a terrorist organisation, almost now in control of its own state, and we shouldn't rule anything out as we do that.
David Cameron, the Prime Minister in England, reacting to ISIS and, of course, the threat that is very real to some of the Brits that have been captured there. So we continue to roll on with what do you do with a group called the Islamic State? They're armed, they're dangerous, and they're ready to kill. They show no mercy. They could care less about human life. That's where we begin America Tonight. Hey, hey, everybody. I hope you're safe in your hamlets, nooks, and crannies. Hold on, because we got a lot of things that we're going to roll through in this hour of America Tonight, including a conversation with one Daniel Lewandowski. And what you'll find interesting about him is everyone I know has a sleep problem. I mean, really, everyone I know, they're either snoring, even if they're in great shape, so it's not about obesity, or they are stressed to the max. They can only get a certain amount of sleep, and they can't find a comfortable position to be in. So we talk about the importance of the whole sleep thing, and is it really a myth or real about the 7 hours and yada yada and all that sort of stuff. I bet the people in Iraq who are suffering at the hands of the terrorists, the ISIS group, I bet they wish they could get 7 hours sleep. Can you imagine if you had children and all you're thinking about is, wow, we got to roll out of here. How do we roll out of here? We don't have much, but we got to figure out a way to join the others who have escaped. But then where do we go? What do we do? This is our home, and they're chasing us out. Can you imagine that feeling? I hope we never, none of us, nobody listening to me, has that happen to them. And we come off the heels of Joe Biden saying we're chasing them to the gates of hell, and then we have our military guys, our Marines that are showing up. There's over 1,200 to protect the diplomats, the American diplomats, saying that we don't really know what we're doing because we're not supposed to engage with anyone. Unless they're fired upon, I suppose, then they'll be able to draw weapons because they're tasked with protecting the diplomats. Who's in and who's out when it comes to what the appropriate response is? And there is no appropriate response, and that's the answer to that. I've heard five people on the radio say today, appropriate response. Throw out the word appropriate. This whole thing is garbage. Garbage in and garbage out, as they say. I know that if I were one of the family members of either journalist killed, I would be furious. And then you could say, well, you know, they went over there and they put themselves in that situation. It used to be hands off with journalists. If they got hit by a stray bullet or something happened, yeah, it's a war zone and it's on them. But not let's behead somebody, throw it in America's face, and then wait and see what happens. And let me throw this into the mix, too. Joan Rivers, 81 years old. Dead after going last week to have what was considered to be an outpatient procedure. The clinic that she went to is being investigated, and the New York Medical Examiner is investigating too as well and seeing what he comes up with. So people are talking about Joan Rivers, the comedian who didn't seem to have any kind of line in the sand anywhere. Dead at the age of 81. Throughout the show, throughout this hour, if you want to throw in your two cents, whether we're talking about ISIS or Joan Rivers or whatever it happens to be, you know, baby, 24/7, you are welcome. Right of right, left of left. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. Let's go to Ray in Missouri. Hello, Ray.
Hey, Kate. How are you doing?
Good, buddy. How are you? Feeling good?
I'm good. I come Yeah, I watched it. My wife and I, we were in shoulder surgeon today for that work done, and they said something about Joan. We were listening to the radio, and they were saying she's still on life support. And then when we were at the shoulder surgeon, they said they let her go. And that's great thing. They evidently, something's went down, that they held her as long as they could, and they felt they couldn't hold her no longer.
Yeah. Sad. It said it was an outpatient thing, though, that led to that. So they're investigating as to what could have happened there at that clinic.
I don't think there's going to come.
You don't think there's anything?
I don't think. Well, she pushed her limit. She had some stuff done.
That's true.
And it's all good. She was in pain. That's all.
Yep.
And that's all good.
It's all good. I agree. I mean, she did live a full life. There's no question about that. And
oh,
she
yeah,
broke all, through.
We loved her. As far as I'm concerned, I always loved her. She's a great girl.
Yeah. I thought she was funny. I thought she had some really funny moments. If you look at her Tonight Show stuff, Johnny Carson loved her for a long time until she went to Fox. But he really liked Joan Rivers.
Yeah.
Yep.
So now the other crap with ISIS and the Obama thing, we'll see. We have to destruct this, and then we have to take them back is two complete and totally different things. It has nothing to do with the United States of America. He can't make his decision, so...
Yeah, he can't make his mind up. He's trying to say that let's make it something manageable, but what is manageable when you talk about what they're doing? There's nothing manageable here. And there is no way that we can have a full-scale war. People would go berserk if we went and jumped into the middle of that fray again. So it's a precarious spot, and they knew that. That's why they cut off the heads of those journalists.
Yeah, he said at first during his speech that we would destroy them, and then he said we will take them back to where they can no longer harm. That's
baloney.
Bullcrap.
Yeah.
Bullcrap.
Yeah, you can't do that. You can't. You just said it. You can't do both of those things. You can't talk out of. Well, you can talk out of both sides of your mouth, but then it doesn't make any sense, and it's confusing. And the problem is, once again, thanks, Ray. We're up against it. You have a great weekend. Once again, there's no strategy involved. And here's where you really, even in a short amount of time, if you're a leader, you have to be able to quickly assess what you believe is happening, what you think the right course is, put the people in place, and just go with it. And not overanalyze, well, what if how's this going to look if this happens? What's going to happen here? You can only do so many scenarios. You can only go through so many exercises. And then you just go for it. You just go for it, and if it doesn't work out quite the way you wanted it, then you say, this is what I believe was the right course. Here's what I was advised. Here was the part of the decision-making process, and this is why we decided to go in this direction. And you back up what you're saying, and that's it. You know, from A to Z. It's that easy. Even if you mess up, right? You own up to it. This is why we went in this direction, and it's that easy. I think it's about constantly reeling it back and trying to make everybody happy and not just going for it, not just taking the leap and trusting that the net will find them. Stay with us. We're talking about sleep next. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Mike Stenerson for Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hi, I'm Phil Grandy from Phil's Gang. If you've been nervous about investing in the current stock market, then you need to listen up. Phil's Gang is having a free webinar on Saturday, September 13th. That's going to be at noon Eastern Time. You're going to learn how to invest in this type of market, not just the stock market, but you're going to be investing in yourself. Don't miss it. To sign up, go to learnstocksforfree.com. That's learnstocksforfree.com or call 877-600-4264.
Every single night. Man, we are getting pounded by the kind of sleep we're supposed to have versus what we're actually getting. And sleep is so vital. Just ask me. I'm somebody my entire life from the time I was born. I've tossed and turned, stayed up late, had battles with insomnia, etc. I know many of you listening to this show can relate to that. So how much is the amount that we're supposed to get? Is 7 hours, because we keep hearing that, of sleep the ideal amount for optimum health? In our green room right now, he might be sleeping, hopefully not, Daniel Lewandowski, president and co-founder of Advanced Brain Monitoring, is here to talk about this. So, Daniel, thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you for inviting me.
The goal, is the goal at least 7 hours?
Well, the current literature is really contradictory in that it really is saying that it should be more than 6 and less than 10, and there is a range between 6 and 10 that is really that amount of sleep that doesn't have as much of an impact on diseases such as obesity, diabetes, stroke, and so on, hypertension. So it's, I don't know if the 7 or 8 hours, it's a bit controversial right now, but it's not as clear in the scientific literature.
Yeah, how much do you think we talk about sleep? Let me tell you, I used to say the common denominator for everybody when we get on the elevator when we're kind of standing there is, geez, the weather now, I'm not kidding you, a lot of times I'll hear people talking about, geez, I'm really exhausted. Wow, I didn't get much sleep. You don't even know them, and they're talking about sleep. Sleep is on our mind all the time, isn't it?
Absolutely. It's as we end up having more stress in our lives, that compromises the quality of our sleep, which is just as important as the length of our sleep. There's a lot of focus on 7 to 8 hours, but really it's a question of, are you getting 7 really good hours of sleep, or is it where you're waking up and having difficulty falling asleep throughout the night? So it's really, quality is just as important as quantity.
So you talked about stress and whatnot. What happens when you don't get a lot of sleep? Well, let's say you're just one of those people that you get 3 hours here, 5 hours there. One day, geez, you get 8, you're all over the map. I think some people think you can store it up, but you can't.
I would arguably say that on night to night, so if you have difficulty, if you wake up in the middle of the night, if you have what they call sleep maintenance insomnia, you wake up in the middle of the night and have difficulty falling back asleep, generally what happens is on the second or the third night, you're so fatigued, you'll sleep through the night and catch up a little bit. And there's a lot of people that also catch up on the weekend. So there is a way that, in fact, you can catch up to some degree on the amount of missing sleep. What is important is that you get enough sleep each night so that you go through each of the stages of sleep that are important for good physical and mental health.
So I just came back from New York. I was there for the U.S. Open, and I met a friend there, and it turns out she snores. Oh, my, oh, my. Trying to sleep through snoring was absolutely crazy, and she denied she snored, but of course she did. Is snoring something you should be concerned about? Is that dangerous?
Snoring is actually a predictor of those that may, in fact, have sleep apnea. And sleep apnea is a condition where the airway either partially or completely collapses during sleep because the muscles relax. And that inhibits your ability to breathe and to provide oxygen to the brain and your heart. So having undiagnosed sleep apnea is very, very compromising to health and well-being. Snoring is a precursor, if you would, that many people who may snore when they're younger are more likely to develop sleep apnea as they get older. And snoring is also, for those that are very loud snoring, you hear about the people who have to sleep in different rooms because their bed partner snores so loudly. It's very likely that if their snoring is that loud that they have sleep apnea.
Yeah. We're speaking with Daniel Lewandowski, president and co-founder of Advanced Brain Monitoring. And one of the things that you've come up with is a product called Night Shift that just cleared a hurdle by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. And this is, as I understand it, directly for the treatment of positional obstructive sleep apnea. So explain how it works.
So Night Shift is worn around the neck. It is intended to keep you off your back. When you sleep on your back, gravity plays a role in collapsing the airway. And so what happens is people end up having more events and deeper desaturations, getting the lack of oxygen to the brain and the heart when they're sleeping on their back. So what our device does is it vibrates similar to a cell phone when you start to sleep on your back. And so you, in many cases, people don't even recognize that they're receiving the vibration, but they simply move off their back and sleep on their side or on their stomach. And the device also measures snoring and similar to Fitbit or some of the other devices, and it can also measure sleep quality. How well are you sleeping in addition to just provide position therapy?
Ooh, so how does it gather all that information, and then how do you, you know, figure that all out? That's cool.
Well, thank you. What the device does is it records the information over the night. It is battery charged. You charge it up every 3 nights. And we have a website that you can go to. You plug the device in, and you can print out reports for you to look at, being the patient, or to bring your clinician to show how you're doing. So it provides graphically this information. I had an interesting case. I was talking to a patient yesterday that's saying, why is it that my snoring is higher, but my sleep efficiency, the quality of my sleep, is higher also as compared to the other night. And in that example, I was able to show him that his sleep quality went down when his snoring went down because he was having more breathing events, which you can't snore while you're not breathing. So when the snoring was going down, his sleep efficiency and his sleep quality was actually going down as well. So the point is that the device allows the user to be able to look at their patterns night to night. They can see how their patterns might change when they drink alcohol consumption. I've had patients report to me that if they have a few too many drinks, the device has to vibrate much more over the course of the night to get them off their back.
Yeah, and we see that, you know, you did this clinical study. So how exciting was it for you as you're when you invent something to see it come to fruition? I mentioned you passed the hurdle from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, and you've seen obviously people have results with it. That has to feel pretty good when you've been in this game for a long time, isn't it?
It was really an accomplishment in that our study, we were also able to demonstrate that as many as 70% of patients who are diagnosed with sleep apnea have a positional component. And a positional component means they're twice as severe when they're sleeping on their back than when they're sleeping on their side. So that means that a large majority of people that are currently being treated for sleep apnea could use this product either by itself or in conjunction with other therapies in order to be able to treat their symptoms. Our hope is that by having a therapy that is something that people are more willing to wear, then more people will go out and get diagnosed so that they aren't reluctant to the treatment, which is conventionally a CPAP machine, a device that you have to wear a mask over your nose. And a lot of people just are, they don't really like the idea of having to do that, and so they don't reach out and try and get diagnosed. And that, in turn, has long-term implications for their health that we're trying to improve the public health.
Yeah, sleep apnea is dangerous, isn't it?
It is. You know, there were reports that Reggie White, for example, the football player with the Green Bay Packers, died from sleep apnea. It is one of the main causes of stroke, hypertension. One study suggests that you could, you know, die 5 years earlier than somebody who doesn't have severe sleep apnea.
Yeah, I believe it. And you said that the CPAP machine, people don't like that. It's like that Darth Vader thing, so they've gone away from that. So terrific. I love that it measures everything. You can check it out at nightshifttherapy.com. Daniel, thanks for coming on the show, and good luck with that, man. So many of us have problems with the whole sleeping thing, or we have partners that have problems with sleeping. And if they get the information, then they'll realize, because there's always that denial factor. You know that, right? I don't snore. What are you talking about? So maybe we'll get some relief. Daniel, thanks for coming on America Tonight.
Thanks, Kate.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
So much has been said and so much has been written, and I am just so, so happy to be here, and I thank you all so much.
That's the late, great Joan Rivers, dead at the age of 81, and that's a clip of her on The Late Show, and she's right, so much was written and so much was talked about, and Joan Rivers had a very, very long career. She started in the 50s and 60s, and she, you know, lived all the way up to 81. She just a couple of years ago won The Apprentice, if you remember. She was part of that Donald Trump show. So she just kept on finding ways to reinvent herself, you know, without a doubt. And looking back on a career, she had just a very, very long, long, long career. And now they're investigating what happened to her at this outpatient clinic. But the bottom line is she was on life support, and her family eventually decided, I mean, there was nothing they could do after a week to take her off of life support. So Joan Rivers, once again, add that to the list of celebrities. It's been one of those kind of years from the entertainment industry where some pretty big names have died, and this is now yet another comedian, especially coming off the heels of Robin Williams, who actually knew Joan Rivers pretty well. Let's switch gears and talk about some other odds and ends, things that are on the radar that people are definitely talking about, besides ISIS, because, yes, indeed, there are other things that affect our lives right here on our soil right now, and it includes coming to grips with the fact that we're getting closer and closer to a midterm election. And I hope a lot of you are paying attention because this is your chance if there is an alternative to who's in office now in your neck of the woods to make that change. And if there's not, and you're not happy, keep it still on the radar, because pay attention to others who will be up and coming probably in the next couple of years, because we're seeing a lot of a changing of partners in politics. And I think that that's a good thing, because here's the deal. If you're not happy, you need to pay attention. You need to get involved. I've talked about it all the time. It's phone trees. It's putting pressure on politicians for things that you don't like, with taxes or things that are getting shoved underneath the rug. Put it on their radar screen, and trust me, you'll see things happen faster than you could possibly imagine. So if we see a few shakeups in a couple of different areas, you know why. And the reason why is because what should have been getting done was not getting done. Speaking of getting it done, the ex-Virginia governor was on the radar for a different reason, because he was a rising star in the Republican Party. And Governor McDonnell ended up now being convicted. This is really shocking to some people. Bob McDonnell and his wife, Maureen, a jury convicted both of them of corruption, fraud, and bribery after they accepted more than $165,000 worth of gifts and loans from a businessman. They pretty much, this happened on Thursday. They kept their heads down and cried as a lot of guilties came out of the court clerk's mouth. McDonnell was considered to be a possible running mate for Mitt Romney in 2012. Good thing he was, and he was charged with doing favors for a wealthy vitamin executive in exchange for gifts and loans. The jury in Richmond returned the verdicts after a 5-week trial. They deliberated for 3 days. So there was all of these personal details that came out during that testimony, and this image that was so carefully cultivated for 2 decades in public life, this happily married family man, fiscally conservative, oh, when they were done with him, he didn't look anything like that guy. Didn't look anything like him. His personal life was in shambles. And this is all the stuff that came out, excuse me, in testimony. His marriage was crumbling. His children had to schedule appointments to see him. And he was heavily in debt on credit cards and loans. So this is probably part of the reason, this is what they're saying, they were charged with this 14-count indictment for doing favors specifically for Johnny Williams, was the guy's name. He was the CEO of a dietary supplements maker, Star Scientific. And that was the money of the gifts and the loans and all that kind of stuff. And the defense was trying to convince the jury that the couple couldn't have conspired because they were barely speaking. And remember, this was the guy who unsuccessfully was really pushing legislation to allow couples to enter into a covenant marriage where they would agree to seek marital counseling before getting a divorce. But he couldn't convince his own wife to undergo marriage counseling after their relationship blew apart to a point where they couldn't, weren't even speaking. They were getting individual treatment. But all of that doesn't matter. They're doing jail. They're going to end up doing jail time. And like I said, McDonnell was an up and comer in the Republican Party. So that's over with. Now it's just a question of what ultimately is going to happen as far as the sentencing phase of this. And pretty hefty amount, the debt. And at one point, this is a guy who was earning $175,000 a year as governor. And at one point, that's when they started to get all those loans and all that other kind of stuff from specifically from the vitamin guy. And this is where they got pinched, because they had $50,000 that went to Maureen McDonnell, the wife, who used it to pay 2 credit card bills and buy Star Scientific stock. So you're in trouble there. And so they were using other people's money, basically. And nobody knew what was happening. And I think the Rolex watch pushed it over the top, and the golf outings and the trips and all that sort of stuff. You know, when you flaunt it and then somebody realizes something's not right here, and then it leads to an investigation, and then it leads to wiretapping and all the things that ultimately brought them down. But that's a very, very big story, and that's a very big, 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 big fall from grace. You're buying into it. People are buying into you, and people were loving him. I mean, just absolutely loving McDonald, thinking that this guy could easily be vice president. This guy could easily help a campaign, but certainly not any longer. This story is one of the most depressing stories ever. We talked about it a lot on America Tonight. Many of you wrote emails and called the show. Some of you were actually defending the father. This Georgia father was charged with the murder of his son when he left him in the hot car while he was working. So he was accused of intentionally doing that. His 22-month son, Cooper, he had him strapped inside the car while he was busy at work exchanging nude photos with women as his kid was dying. So it was pretty easy for the jury to come back, I think, on this one because they had the evidence. He was indicted on 3 counts of murder on Thursday by a grand jury. Justin Ross Harris could face the death penalty if he's convicted. This is an 8-count indictment. So malice, felony murder, child cruelty, another charge related to sexual exploitation for asking a girl to help to send him lewd photos. I mean, they got him on a whole bunch of different things. He told the police he forgot to drop his son off at his daycare center on his way to work and only discovered him after he left the office that afternoon. But that unfolded to not be true when he checked in and went back into the car and all that kind of stuff. And it's just the worst. I mean, the worst. You see pictures of the kid, this tow-headed, beautiful, you know, young boy. And for whatever reason, whatever nonsense was going on there, they wasn't right. And this was part of the deal. When they found on his computer, he was trying to figure out how long it would take an animal to die in a hot car. So he is now at that point where this is, by bringing the malice murder charge, which is pretty much like premeditated murder, as well as felony murder charges for a death resulting from harm to the child, the state could be trying to possibly preempt any defense argument at this point. So that means by charging both, he can't stand in front of the jury and say he made a poor judgment when he left his child in the car. I mean, so there you go. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous when you heard the details of it. It didn't make any sense. And especially since he went back into the car and the things that he had on his computer, there's not much to go on there, if that's for sure. But it's very, very sad what happened to the victim, because we always seem to forget the victim in this. And it's the 22-month-old child. The 22-month-old child who, it's like that old thing they have where you can drop them off and don't ask any questions. Guarantee somebody would have gladly loved to raise him. He seemed like, just from the pictures and from descriptions, a really pleasant kid. And it's too bad it's awful. It's disgusting, more than too bad. It's awful that that happened, but they nailed him. We'll see how far that, that ends up going. And then one last thing here, coming up next on America Tonight. You know what we're going to do? We're going to take you to the movies. Oh yeah, there's a couple of interesting movies that are coming out. One of them involves an actor, a beloved actor who died just last year. Hang with us. We're taking the movies. Go get your popcorn. We'll be back.
What good is a big Berkey water filter? We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Digestive health is key to wellness, and Pro-EM-1 is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a daily liquid probiotic that improves food absorption and supports weight loss by removing toxins from your system. Recommended by doctors, Pro-EM-1 is 100% natural, organic, non-GMO, wheat, soy, gluten, and dairy-free. Call us today at 888-611-8025 or visit ProEM1.com to save over $25 on your order. That's 888-611-8025 or ProEM1.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We're taking in the movies. Interesting time. The summer is now over. We're heading into the fall, and a lot of times this is when some of the best stuff, believe it or not, comes out, because we get closer and closer to Christmas time. It's all about kids being off for school, so we just went through some blockbusters, and now we have some interesting indie movies and some re-releases and all that kind of stuff. So this review includes sort of an ode to Elvis Presley, one to James Gandolfini, and oh, that movie, Forrest Gump. What's going on with that? So we start first with a movie called The Identical. Take a listen.
You sure your daddy's okay with this?
Oh, yeah, man, I take this car all the time.
Where do preachers' kids learn to dance the way that you do?
Something just happens to me when I hear music.
Whatever it is, it's a good thing, Ron Wayne.
It's
sing songs, write songs. That's all I want to do.
Get out of here! A honky-tonk, you're going into the ministry.
Your father tells me you got a mind to follow in his footsteps.
Mama, I don't hear this call Daddy wants me to hear.
A man's job, learning to stand in his truth.
Trick him! Ryan cannot hear.
It's in every storefront in town.
Who is this?
Anybody ever tell you you look just like Drexel Hemsley?
Are you guys related or something?
No, not related. You're the girl for me,
yeah, yeah, yeah. Ryan, you're about as close to the real thing as I've ever seen.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Identical!
I think this boy's a star.
I signed Ryan Wade, the Identical.
Just want to work some of my songs.
Nobody wants to hear your song. You're a pretender, buddy. You are nothing.
Time to tell him the truth. He has a right to know who he is.
I'm not proud of you, son.
The call you heard was for your life, not mine.
You're breaking my heart, boy.
You're looking for something, aren't you?
It's not about the money.
I'm tired of being somebody I'm not.
I was alone.
Made me believe.
Why are there always police involved with you and me?
You called the cops on me? There's something about you.
All right. You're thinking Elvis, aren't you? So this is 1 hour, 47 minutes. The premise here is you've got two twin brothers. They're separated when they're born during the Great Depression. Their parents can't afford to give them life pretty much beyond anything that's different from poverty. One is adopted by a great family, and despite very different ways of being raised, they share a passion for music, and their lives unknowingly intersect as they find this connection that you feel you've heard talked about when somebody's a twin, and it's one of the boys becomes, here's your hint, the most famous rock and roll legend in the world. The other one struggles to find balance. So Ashley Judd is in this. Ray Liotta's in it. Seth Green is in it as well. It's 1 hour, 47 minutes. You throw in the other previews, you're probably looking at 2 hours. This would be a great rental. If you really want to get out and see a movie, it also looks to be pretty tame. It's PG, and the story has a beginning, a middle, and an end. I'll put it that way. I like some of the actors, so maybe it's going to be okay. If I see it, I'll review it for you. If you go to see it, review it for us. The full-on, not the mini cheap version we're giving you here. The full-on version, and we'll send you a copy of my book, Level the Playing Field. We move from the mystery of the Identical to a movie called Forrest Gump. You might have heard of Forrest Gump, but there are people who have not seen Forrest Gump, do not understand what Forrest Gump is all about. So guess what? It's called a re-release. Always fun to take a walk down memory lane. Check it out.
Are you scared of Vietnam?
Yes.
Why?
I don't know. Sometimes it would stop raining long enough for the stars to come out. And then it was nice. It was like just before the sun goes to bed down on the bayou. Those old million sparkles on the water. Like that mountain lake that was so clear, Jenny. It looked like there were two skies, one on top of the other. And then the desert, when the sun comes up, I couldn't tell where heaven stopped and the earth began. It was so beautiful.
I wish I could have been there with you.
You were.
I love you.
You died on a Saturday morning. I had you placed here under our tree. And I had that house of your father bulldozed to the ground. Mama always said dying was a part of life. I sure wish it was. Little Forrest is doing just fine.
All right, so Forrest Gump, it opens on the 5th. Like I said, this is a big screen deal. A lot of classics are coming back out again, movies that people want to see. And I bet you this one is a movie that a lot of people want to see. It looks so much better on the big screen, and I think you will have a lot of people that probably go to see Forrest Gump, and Tom Hanks, of course, is great in that movie, and there's some really funny scenes. That was a heavy scene from the movie, but there are some very, very funny scenes. And Lieutenant Dan, who can forget Lieutenant Dan, one of the best characters, I think, Gary Sinise, one of the best characters in that movie, along with Tom Hanks. So we move from that to the very last film. It's coming out. There's the sneak previews around the country. But the very last film of James Gandolfini, and it's called The Drop.
There are some sins that you commit that you can't come back from, you know. No matter how hard you try.
I had something once. I was respected. Do you know whose money you're jacking here? I was feared.
I heard that your cousin Marv is an only bar. Some hard guys too.
Somebody robbed my bar. Find my money.
How much did they take you for?
Whatever was in the register.
You don't see anything?
Nah. That's this neighborhood, right?
You're still in the line.
Me? I just tend the bar.
You're not a hard guy.
Everybody has a past.
That's a nice dog.
What do you want?
Just get my money. 10 a.m. your place, all right?
Hey, come in peace.
What's that? Is there a war?
It's not good. He's not just gonna go away.
You stay away from him.
Are you doing something desperate? Something that we can't clean up this night?
I want you to leave.
You can't come walking into people's lives and expect
to be simple.
That is life. People like me come along when you're not looking.
Ah, The Drop. You gotta love that.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.